I've scoured the web basically for like the last week trying to find a real good interview with the influence behind, you know, I Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. All I could seem to get is that it was inspired by Cindy Crawford. So
kind of, yeah. Well, here's what happened. Gunnar and I spent a lot of time writing by ourselves and with a co-writer named Mark Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Tanner at the time wound up producing the After the Rain album, but that was after a false start with a couple of hotshot producers that shall remain nameless and couldn't tap into what we were doing. And I remember Gunnar and I were, it was probably one of the hotter days of the year. I had a dog, a Labrador Retriever, that I had fed the wrong food to, so she had gas. And I remember feeling like, okay, it's hot in this room, the dog has gas, all my friends are at the beach, is this worth it? And I just kind of zoned out, you know, and I had, you know, various things around me and various pictures, and I just kind of zoned out, and I started playing this riff on my 12-string acoustic. I had a Martin 12-string, and all of a sudden I hear, and Gunnar runs down the hall, and he says, what the hell was that? I said, I don't know what. He goes, what you were just playing? I said, what was I just playing? And he held up a little, remember micro cassette recorders?
Mm-hmm.
And he had recorded it.
Wow.
Just like a bar of it. And that's where Love and Affection started, is my zoning out on a hot, miserable, stinky day. And I just went to some place to kind of escape the moment, and it kind of came through me. And we kind of went from there. We wrote a little bit more of that progression. And for me, whenever I write music, it'll usually make me feel something, you know, whether it be if it's an angry song, it comes out through the music or whatever, and the melody will come. And that's what happened. The melody came, and then started writing the lyrics. And it's funny, I go online from time to time and see things, and people either say it's, you know, it's a great California, you know, rock song, or they'll say it's the number one soccer song on the planet. You know, it's pretty funny. But, you know, we had a good time writing it, but what I think what was really neat about it was at the time we were recording a record deal with Geffen Records and John Kolodner, who had Aerosmith and Whitesnake and things like that, and, you know, legends. I mean, he found AC/DC and things like that. And if you remember the Dude Looks Like a Lady video for Aerosmith, he was the guy in the wedding dress with the beard.
Yeah.
he's one of the most famous record men in the business ever. And he was really tough on us, and what he would always have us record demos. We had a little studio that we went to in the Valley called the Green Room. And we would go in there with Mark Tanner, and we would usually record three songs we just wrote. Two would usually make the cut. One would always get shit canned. And we couldn't wait to record three. We went in, recorded Love and Affection as a demo, and went to John Kolodner's office. And we played live for him first and sang the song. And he had been on the fence about signing us. And it was actually that song and playing live in his office. He picked up the phone, called the business affairs, and said, I've been waiting for this. This is what I wanted to hear. This is it. I want you guys to be the new Hollies. I want you guys to tap into your musical DNA. And I don't want you to be Aerosmith or Whitesnake. I want you to be you guys. I want you to do what you do that nobody else can do. And truthfully, you know, Gunnar and I with two acoustic guitars is kind of where the music starts when we write, really. That's why we have very little in the riff rock
mm-hmm.
category. Because we write with each other and in a room, and it's usually a melody or something we have to say. And that's more of almost like a country sensibility than anything.
Very true.
In the rock world, I think it makes us stand out and be different. It's the two brothers and that kind of acoustic bass. You know, it's almost like, you know, it's like a male version of Heart, to be honest with you.
Wow.